I wonder what the people in the wilderness would have thought if they would have known that one day a Messiah would come to set them free, to take them home, to give them meaning. I wonder. Let's pray. Oh God, our God, I often wonder how all of this is going to play out by your hand. Your creation is so confusing sometimes. So much hatred in your world, but at the same time, so much beauty, so much life, so much to live for, so much to enjoy and love and take in. Give us today eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts open to your glorious promises where we place our hope as we choose on this day to serve the Lord. Amen. One of the greatest hits of the New Testament is the introduction to the book of Ephesians, specifically Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. Now, for you trivia geeks, we think that that was originally all one sentence, a single sentence that contains all of the big things, the central things. Some might even go so far as to say the one thing. The sentence before it, too, was one big idea, also containing the big things, the central things. So open yourself today to hear, to meditate, to contemplate, to absorb the Word of God as we hear life-shaping, world-changing things. Hear part of Ephesians 1. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Today we give thanks because of your love for the people of God. And we remember one another in our prayers. I have selfishly always loved the proverb, if you want a better preacher, pray for the one you have. But that might also be true for the entire church. Probably truer than ever. Pray for the one you have. Pray for the one you have. Because the letter to the Ephesians takes it a step further. Not just a prayer, but a specific prayer. It's not just a prayer in the sense of, well, it's talking to God. It's a prayer with specific requests and specific ideas. That Jesus himself might give us a spirit of wisdom as we come to know him. So you, us, full of God's wisdom. How's that sound? We come in here this morning, all of us together, whether you've been in this room for 40, 50, 60 years, or you're in this room for the first time. This room that we gather in today, in the name of Jesus, we come together full of God's wisdom. And then there's the big one. You thought that was the big one. Here's the big one. That you may know the hope to which you were called. The big thing that we share. Hope. Hope. This is the one thing. Think back to the people of God in the wilderness. What was their driving thought? What was their purpose in life? They just left Egypt. They're looking forward, hoping for the promised land, but they can't see Egypt behind them and they can't see the promised land in front of them. They know where they came from and they're leaning on the promise of where they are going, but they can't see either one. And so as they look forward to the promise, you know what that's called? It's called hope. It's trust, it's faith, it's belief, but it's hope. It was to get out of the wilderness into the promised land, from captivity in Egypt to freedom in Canaan. This was hope. And fast forward once again to our old friend Joshua, who gathered the people all together to remind them. Do you remember this from the last couple of weeks? He gathers all the people together, even though they were home, that they must not get complacent and do the just-in-case approach to religion that for them included all the foreign gods. Joshua reminded them of the first big commandment that we are to have no other gods before the living God. And so he reminded them how to articulate their hope. He gave them words for their hope when they did not know what to say. They didn't know how to say it. And they had gotten a little too comfortable already in the promised land, and they'd gotten comfortable with their foreign gods. Does any of this sound familiar? You ever gotten too comfortable in the promised land? You ever felt like everything was, it's okay. It's good stuff, bad stuff, but it's okay. That can be a dangerous time. And so Joshua stood before them, giving them words for their hope. And what he said was, choose today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why choose to serve the Lord? Because that is a worthy place to put your hope. You know what tomorrow is, right? It's Monday. And tomorrow on Monday, you're going to face a number of things that are going to say, put your hope here. Put your hope here. No, put your hope here. Don't forget this morning. Don't forget today what we're saying again. This is the riches of God's glorious inheritance among God's people. This is what Paul is talking about in Ephesians, years after Joshua said basically the same thing. Earthly riches don't sustain hope. Earthly riches are the theological equivalent to potato chips. They taste really, really good, but they only leave you wanting more. They are empty calories of oily temptation. Someone just leaned over to their neighbor and said, I could go for some potato chips right about now. Good. I say good. Because when you know what is tempting you, it's easier to choose the better things, the glorious things, the one thing. Believe, hope, the power of Christ, the living Jesus, and the name of Jesus above every name. Ephesians 1, the whole thing, is like a long introduction to the central beliefs is why being a follower of Jesus is the one thing. It's the best thing that you can choose. It's not a competition, though. It's not about a brand name. It's about looking at the world and saying that the world you see and that you want to see begins with you saying yes to God and joining God in the work of creation. And that, my dear friends, is the one thing. It's hope. It's what the book of Ephesians calls the power of Christ. So here on this last day of common time, on the last day of the year on the Christian calendar, this is chapter 1 of the letter to the Ephesians, written 2,000 years ago to help the people to remember and to help them remember hope, what we were called to be and do, caring for one another as we, in this house, choose to serve the Lord. So take a deep breath and get ready to put all of your efforts into listening. I'll read slowly. Take everything in and choose this day whom you will serve. Ephesians 1, the whole thing. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. He destined us for adoption as His children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace that He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace that He lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, He has made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure that He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him, you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward the redemption as God's own people to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I don't cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet, and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. my loved ones in Christ Jesus here in our bearing family. You are about to go back into the world. Prepare yourselves, because the world is full of things that are not the one thing. And we all know that, right? The world is full of things that are not the one thing. In both the book and the movie No Country for Old Men, an old Texas sheriff is sitting across from another old Texas sheriff. And like two old men, they're talking about the state of the world. One of the old Texas sheriffs is talking about the money and the drugs and what he sees as the downfall of society. But the other Texas sheriff, played unmistakably by Tommy Lee Jones, just says, "Signs and wonders. But I think once you quit hearing sir and ma'am, the rest is soon to follow." But they both know deep down that it's more than that. It's not that simple. And so in some ways, as a kind of literary other side of the coin to what we have considered here at the end of Common Time for our entire summer and fall, the other sheriff just simply says, it's not the one thing. And Sheriff Ed Tom, our Tommy Lee Jones, just shakes his head and echoes, not the one thing. Not the one thing. You'll have ample opportunities, my dear loved ones, in Christ Jesus, to say over and over again this week as you survey your world, this is not the one thing. And I would even encourage you to go so far as to do exactly that. And chances are good that you're going to have your first opportunity in about 30 minutes. You're going to be driving somewhere, you're going to arrive somewhere, and you're going to see something, or you're going to hear something, and you're going to look at it or hear it, and you can say, this is not the one thing. And like staring at that bag of empty potato chips, you will then realize that you then have the opportunity to name what is the one thing. What is most important? What is it in your life that keeps driving you back here, like wandering through the wilderness, but never giving up hope as you look down the road and all you see is more desert, but you believe in your heart of hearts, because you know the story of Christ and you believe in the power of Christ, you'll also have ample opportunities, my dear friends, my loved ones in Christ Jesus, to say over and over again this week, as you survey your own life surrounded by so many not the one things, just keep saying this: as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Believe. Hope. The power of Christ, the living Jesus. Hope. This is the one thing. By the power of Christ, in the living Jesus. In fact, we might even go so far as to say, in the name of Jesus, that is above every name. Amen.